Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of experience. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
An investigation shows that some outlets selling electric scooters are openly advising customers how easy it is to flout new safety laws. Safety precautions aren't being fully explained to people looking to purchase these e-scooters. I'm joined in studio now by Colin Baker, Managing Director of Back from the Future Tech Support. Colin, you're very welcome.
I seem to be the voice of Ireland for e-scooters. You know, I know about other things.
You do, you do. Well, I've had you talk to me about all number of gadgets, so I certainly have not pigeonholed you to e-scooters.
My fanaticism for e-scooters is well known and I'm proud of it.
Do you drive one?
I have 12 of them. I've custom built my own ones. I'm a very, very firm advocate. I've done an awful lot of testing. I've done a little bit of testing with a number of bodies as well, in terms of looking at their safety and their risk factor and the ways in which the risk can be mitigated.
So tell us about some of these safety features, because that's what this report is saying, that some outlets, when they're selling the e-scooter, are showing workarounds for these safety features so that buyers and owners can double the speed of the e-scooter.
There's a certain amount of clickbait there. So for starters, when you look at e-scooters that are typically sold in high street stores, so in the kind of more premium stores that are selling CE-approved, properly supplied, properly built equipment that's actually gone through the correct channels and the correct governance, they're quite low power. And the reality is, like, there's a very common one, the Xiaomi, and they've got a range of them. And they're a good brand. Typically, they're approved for use, for plugging into our supplies. And they're quite low power. And even if you hack them, and you can, there's alternative firmwares and little apps that you can download to quote-unquote hack them. And that does, it removes the restriction, the technical restriction that restricts it to either 20 kilometres an hour or 25 in some cases in the older stuff. But the reality is they're 400 watt motors, single 400 watt motors. And for a typical 80 kilo person, even if you remove that restriction, it's not going a whole lot faster. I have done that with those power scooters, and you might take off a little bit faster. You might go downhill a little bit faster, but it's no different on a bicycle when you go downhill or the wind is behind you. You're talking about a difference of maybe 10, 15% in terms of the overall speed. So I think it's probably a little bit alarmist. I mean, it's not that shocking that a salesperson is going to say what's needed to be said in order to take away anyone's barriers to purchasing.
Yeah.
So that's not a massive shock. So the undercover thing is I do think it's a little bit sensationalized. But I think for most of those scooters that are bought and sold in the right channels, and we'll call the right channels the sort of big high street stores, rather than buying something from, say, maybe a Chinese website that doesn't have a local distributor, and you're getting something that purports to be a whole lot faster for a whole lot less, there's something wrong there. And I think there does need to be a certain amount of diligence on the part of the buyer.
And diligence on the part of the seller. I mean, I hear what you're saying about trying to hit your sales target.
Not some website in China. They don't care. Like, there's no
But if you're selling something that can potentially cause injury or worse to people, you expect there to be a bit of diligence.
1,000%.
and a bit of discussion around it.
But how can you govern that diligence when it's not close to home? And I always say this to people, when you're buying something that really matters, be it a computer for use through college or a scooter that you're going to be, you know, commuting to work on, where do you buy? Do you buy it from some unknown website far away where the likelihood is that you're not necessarily going to get what you're paying for? And if you don't, the likelihood of a comeback is going to be low in terms of emailing them back and getting support and answering questions, and also being true to their word of what they're supplying. So actually buying locally, buying from bricks and mortar, buying from someone you can go back to and that does have a valued local reputation where you can go back and say, look, this isn't doing the right thing. The brakes aren't working right. I'm having a bit of trouble with it. That you can actually eyeball people and get it sorted.
Yeah, but as a parent of a teenager who would love an e-scooter or an e-bike, I would like to think that when one is being purchased, I mean, of course, as a parent, I'd be there footing the bill, but that the person in the shop would be saying, you should wear a helmet. Don't go over the speed limit. Don't carry three of your friends across the front of it. It has the potential to be very dangerous. Not, listen, you can tamper with this and you can go a bit faster.
Look,
I don't really like to hear
I'm
that.
I'm right with you, by the way. I'm ethically right with you. That is exactly the way it should be. For the most part, the rules and regulations are well thought out, well mapped, not necessarily well policed, but that's another discussion. And they should be stuck to all the way through the chain by the sellers themselves, by the decision makers, the buyers, and by the salespeople who are actually talking to the punter. So I completely agree with you there. But there has to be diligence right the way through that process.
Stay there, Colin. Obviously you will, because I want to bring in Councillor Conor Keelan from Dundalk. Conor, do you think a lot of accidents are happening on these e-scooters and that's in some way down to lack of knowledge around the safety laws?
My main issue would be that the potential exists for accidents, and that e-scooters have led to road accidents, road traffic accidents occurring in my own town of Dundalk. There's been at least one fatality in the course of last year, a recorded fact, which led to the Garda Division changing, as I understand it, increasing division of resources into their road traffic unit. And there has been a number of other road accidents recorded around the country which have led to calls for the legislation to be made in the first place. Now, it has been recorded fact that at division meetings of the Joint Police Committees with elected councillors and community representatives, Gardaí have said that there's a need for legislation which eventually brought in through the Oireachtas. However, legislation can be slow to be brought in. It's eventually there. Now, a concern of mine during the course of the overall discussion has been the fact that it's been said that it's relatively easy to manipulate the actual vehicles. And I use the word, they are vehicles, in fact, which are sold by two teenagers in stores, which are supposedly designated to have a restricted speed limit.
Concern. Conor, can you tell us what the current legislation is around e-scooters?
The current legislation, as I understand it, and I stand to be corrected by you know, any caller, or indeed anyone who comes, is that they're only supposed to be driven on a road, not on a footpath. I've been witness to them being driven on footpaths in the past and have caused near injury to some. They're only to be driven on if a public road. There's a regulated speed limit of which they cannot go in excess of. In addition to that, there's a problem with legislation as I see it, because it does not state that the driver of the vehicle should wear a helmet or indeed any protective gear when going on a drive. That is a problem as I see it. In addition to that, as well, there is no reference to the fact there is an age limit on which you can police, you can drive one of these vehicles. I think if you're under the age of 16, am I correct, Con?
Yeah.
You can't under 16. You can't be. You can't ride one of these vehicles.
Yeah, but I mean, look, Conor, sorry, I just have another corner to go through, but thank you so much for coming on there. And as you said, Colin, you can have all the legislation you want. If it's not being policed and people aren't being stopped, then... But I do think you need the legislation there to show and send a message out. John is another e-scooter user. John, what do you make of this?
Hello, Claire.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.